Jahr für Jahr nehme ich mir vor, dieses Weihnachten wird entspannter. Und diesmal hat's wirklich geklappt. Früh mit Idealo verglichen und Preiswecker gestellt. Egal ob für Spielzeug, Tablets oder Parfum. Und am Ende konnte ich sogar mehr Wünsche erfüllen. Der Preis ist wow, und immer low, oh.
Idealo, low, oh, low, oh. Ho, 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 hol dir jetzt die Idealo-App. Schenke viel und spare noch mehr.
The Bill Simmons Podcast, presented by FanDuel Sportsbook. We're also brought to you by The Ringer Podcast Network, where we put up a new episode of the Prestige TV podcast tonight, actually. It is episode 3 of Task, which we recapped. We broke down, me and Joanna Robinson and Rob Mahoney. We really love this show. Today's episode, trying to figure out who the mole was. So if you haven't caught up yet, this is a good one. But you can check every Sunday night, right after the episode ends on HBO. We are recapping it on Prestige. I also have a new episode of The Rewatchables coming for you on Monday. We did Airplane, in the running for funniest movie of all time. Maybe one of the most influential comedies, if not, that's in the top three. But anyway, broke it down with a very, very, very special guest. And that is coming on Monday night. And then after that, starting, I think it's September 29th, so it's not technically October yet, but we're going to do Redford Month. We have to do 5 Redford movies. There's a bunch left that we haven't done. So we're going to start banging out Redford movies on September 29th. Stay tuned for that. I also went on Wesley Morris's podcast, Cannonball. It's not out yet, but keep an eye on it. We talked about Redford for 2 hours. It was really fun. I have no idea how they're going to edit it down, but it was great to spend time with my friend Wesley. Don't forget about all of our football and basketball and pop culture and smart podcast that we have on the Ringer. If you're feeling like you're missing out on anything, great gambling podcast we have as well. Coming up on this podcast, Cousin Sal, we're going to talk about week 3 NFL. This has not been my season. That's fine. It happens every once in a while. Last year did really well. This year, it's not looking like I might not be doing that well, but that's fine. Go against me this year, or maybe I'll turn it around as the year goes on. But we're going to talk about, a pretty bizarre week 3, which we should have seen coming. We're going to take a break, Pearl Jam, and then Cousin Sal. It's the Bill Simmons Podcast presented by FanDuel, and the NFL is back, and thank God. FanDuel has everything. They got an awesome app. They have SGPs. They have great futures. They have good prop bets, live betting, your way bets, clean app. It's great to use. Been using it for a few years. Every time I go back to Boston or any place that has FanDuel and I get to use it, I'm always excited. I'm on an airplane runway. You done the airplane runway?
Yeah. Oh, everybody. Yeah.
Airplane runway.
There should be a button, the runway
I'm
button.
I'm on the airplane runway. I got to get this in. Get your bets in, build something bold, make every game feel bigger. Download the FanDuel app or head to FanDuel.com/BS to get started. The Ringer, committed to responsible gaming. Please visit rg-help.com to learn more about the resources and helplines available and listen to the end of this episode for additional details. You must be 21 plus and present in select states or 18 plus and present in D.C., Kentucky, or Wyoming. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Visit rg-help.com. Call 1-888-789-777 or visit ccpg.org/chat in Connecticut. Paid endorsement. All right, we're recording it as 8:30 Pacific time, Sunday night. Just watched a pretty terrible Chiefs-Giants game. I think you enjoyed it, though, Cousin Sal. You like when the Giants look terrible.
I like when they look terrible. I like when I actually win a leg on a money line parlay. It's nice.
Oh, congrats.
Yes. Unfortunately, it's the first leg for next week because I didn't have anything survive this week. But yeah, they're not fun. They're not fun, the Chiefs.
Well, you know, so it was CBS throwback day today. I don't know if you saw the pregame show. They had CBS. They had the guys with hair and outfits like it was in the 70s. They used the graphics from the 70s. Brent Musburger was on there. And then, of course, I had to watch the Patriots, who looked like they were from the mid-70s, the team that I fell in love with that went 3-11 and had 50 turnovers in the 1975 season. We had 50 turnovers in 1975. 28 interceptions and 22 fumbles.
You'll get there again. No worry.
Yeah. But then it came full circle tonight when our second round pick, Tyquan Thornton, that we waived, is now the best guy in the Chiefs. I was like, this is it. they really did manage to bring back my childhood. I'm watching old Patriots shine on other teams. My team is not very good. The Chiefs, where do you stand after 3 weeks other than just being bored?
Well, Tyquan should know that that's not the brand of ball they play. You don't catch long passes. You don't make spectacular catches at the goal line.
How dare he?
It's 16 play drives that end up with a Butker field goal or a miss or something. And then you grind it out. And is it weird to say I feel bad for the Chiefs? Because I feel like they're being put in a position they don't want to be in. They don't. It's like, oh, do I have to be in prime time? It's like asking the wife to fool around. She's like, can I? Like, all right, fine. Just like, it's okay. You don't have to be in prime time anymore. We just had to have someone go up against the Giants.
Yeah.
Who's not going to score more than 30 points. So you fit the bill.
Even Collinsworth seemed like he was going through the motions.
Yeah.
He tried to get a couple off Patrick, but he was like, I'm ready for a better game.
I love this Cam Scadaboo. I just giggle every time. He's so big and white, Bill. You know,
Scadaboo, is it? Scadaboo had one block where he just took out the defensive end, and that got Collinsworth excited. Funniest possible Mahomes takes that you could sell right now with a shred of truth? I'll start.
Go ahead.
Clearly not one of the best three QBs anymore. Is a take you could have. You could have it. I'm not saying I believe in it.
Well, who do you put three? I mean, everyone
put
loves
Allen, Lamar, and then Herbert's been on fire this year.
Okay.
I mean, Herbert has made a massive leap, right?
Yeah, I want to see a little more. I like Herbert this year.
I agree with you. I'm just saying there has to be a shred of truth. We'd have to make you go do one of those.
How about this? He's a better defensive player than he is quarterback. I mean, he really did that play before the half. That was a 10-point swing and all him. It was that causing the – somehow he was the only player out of the 11 who knew that was a backward pass, the only one on his team.
And he did it twice.
Yeah, right. And then he chased after it and miraculously punched it free and then throws like the 50-yard pass interference, which was – pretty great too. It was like probably 70 yards, but
It's funny, this game was close and it did feel like the Giants were gonna get frisky with it and possibly steal it, and then it felt at the end of the half when they didn't get that turnover, the guys were running at it in the end zone, all of a sudden Mahomes has it again, then the Chiefs all of a sudden they get a field goal and you just felt like, okay, could you talk yourself into a Mahomes is only awesome as long as he is a generational tight end and wide receiver on his team?
Ooh. Well, I went through the numbers with you last week, right? Like four years ago, it was 28 points a game. And then Tyreek Hill, it might have been a coincidence. But he just does so much, though. I hate to put it on him, right? Because he just does so much. He knows all the angles, how to run for first downs. And
he was actually good today.
I didn't mind him.
Could you talk yourself into he's a little out of shape like Luka Doncic? Is there a shred? I don't know. I'm just trying to come up with something. Here's where I landed. When you're starting two wave Patriots, three third string running backs, and a washed up Hall of Fame tight end, maybe you're not going to look as good. I think probably the right take. He's a little weird on the long balls, I guess would be the way to ding him. But for the most part, if you were going to do the eight teams that can win the Super Bowl, would you have them as one of the eight right now after 3 weeks? I'll give you four that I think have to be on there.
Yeah.
Buffalo,
Cowboys,
Philly, the Chargers, and Green Bay, I think, despite today.
Right.
I would put Tampa Bay and the Rams on there personally to get to six.
Okay.
I think that seven spot still probably goes to KC, but there's a KC, San Francisco, Detroit, maybe for the 7-8. Is there anybody else you're excited about?
I put Detroit over them.
You'd put Detroit over KC right now?
Yeah, they're not getting a lot of love at all. I don't really get it. But
we'll see tomorrow night.
Yeah, I guess we'll see.
Oh, but I accidentally left out Baltimore, so they should be on there. Yeah, sorry, Baltimore.
No, did you? Oh.
Yeah.
No, yeah, Baltimore's gonna win that division by four games. Like they're ridiculous.
So Buffalo, Chargers, Green Bay, Philly, Tampa, Baltimore, Rams. And then KC, San Francisco, or Detroit for the eighth spot. Because we always like to have eight to work with.
Right. The only thing is we've seen them be a seven seed and run the table.
Yeah.
Are they much worse than that team?
I would rather bet on them right now than Detroit or San Francisco. Mostly because San Francisco seems to have a massive injury every week.
Oh, yeah.
and they just seem snake bit for whatever reason. Detroit, we'll see tomorrow night. But yeah, I'm not ready to quit on KC, but I think if they had lost today, that would have been it. We have 6-3-0 teams. Buffalo, Indy, the Chargers, Philly, Tampa, and San Francisco. But we have 9-2-1 teams. Six of them are in the NFC. Are we at the NFC is definitely better than the AFC point of this journey? Because I feel like it is.
Yeah, I think so. I mean, that North is very solid. Just compare the Norths, right? The East, both East divisions have their issues, right? Kind of a team running away with
They have one good one and then some.
The North, I think the AFC North, despite the Steelers win today, I think it's lacking. I really do. I mean, I said the Ravens are going to win that by four games. I believe that. Whereas if you were to name playoff teams in the NFC North, I'd kick the Bears out of there probably now. But
yeah,
any of those other three are solid. And then the
NFC West, they have 9 wins in the NFC West through 3 weeks already.
Yeah.
Then the AFC West is pretty good too.
NFC's better. Yep. So
we have 6-0-3 teams. The Jets, Miami, Houston, Tennessee, the Giants, and the Saints. The Jets and Giants are 0-6, though. I feel like we've done this segment before, but let's do it again.
Go ahead.
What was the worst combined record they ever had in a 16-game season? Jets and Giants.
Jets and Giants?
How many wins? If you had to guess. FanDuel number, if I gave you over under 7.5, would you go over or under?
16-game schedule, right?
Yeah. Combined wins.
Four and I'll say 9.
So no, there was a bunch of 8s.
Okay.
And in 1996, they went 7-25 combined.
Trying to figure out who the coaches were there. Is that a co-tight?
Might have been a co-tight. Yeah. Could have been,
Hanley.
Pete Carroll was gone.
No, that was after.
Hanley, Coslett? Possible Coslett?
Just guessing.
Coslett
now.
Or co-tight, one of those guys. And then I don't know who for the Giants. So the Jets Giants 0-6. I don't know, they're gonna switch to Dart. That might give the Giants some life. I don't feel like the Giants are awful. And the Jets could easily be 2-1. So maybe
they can be. I mean, they just have to pull the Giants. They did a good job pulling them off prime time for the most part. They're not in the Thanksgiving game with Dallas. They're not in a Sunday night game against Dallas, although that was actually entertaining when they played Dallas. But and Russell Wilson going into today was like, had the most passing yards, right? And like most long passes.
Your
but,
stupid
you know,
team.
Yeah.
Your
I guess
team
so.
Just revived Caleb Williams' career today.
Jesus Christ.
He's back. Guy was getting ready to go to the CFL. Now he's number one pick again.
Some tweet said Eberflus finally developed Caleb Williams. He finally is able to develop.
The worst revenge game of all time.
Good God.
We'll show you. Nope.
Russ looked like John Mara pulled him aside at the end and said, I'll give you $1 million if you could hit the crossbar with a pass 3 straight times. Ready? Do it. It was in the same spot all 3 times.
I don't think anything drives me crazier than the 4th down throw it out of bounds pass.
Yeah.
What's worse? You could just throw it straight up in the air and have it drop down like, you know, a satellite from outer space and you have a better chance than just whipping it out of bounds.
The only pass interference called every 2.5 plays. Yeah. Take a shot.
I don't get it. So I'm guessing guessing you didn't do well gambling wise today because I had a horrible day and I'm officially worried about 2025 for me now. We did our over-under spot. I was telling you I didn't feel great about this season. It's not going great. I did not have a good day today.
I did not either. I mean, we're going to talk at length, I think, about that Rams-Eagles game. But when you have, first of all, those early games were just monsters, just really, really bad, right? And then you like, and I think it's because you have both South. I know we pick on the South divisions a lot, but you have teams that just don't seem like they want to win, like Jacksonville and the Texans and the Titans and the Falcons, right? So bad. And then the heart attack endings in 3 of these others, like block kicks, return for touchdowns, is just 1 p.m. Pacific time lunacy. But I was on the wrong side of all of those endings.
My biggest one I got the most wrong was the Falcons in Carolina, which it was really more a bet against Carolina. I thought Carolina was the worst team I saw in the first 2 weeks. And they had that deceiving comeback against the Cardinals, but they're really bad. And they came out, they took the lead. They looked very polished. Penix was an abomination. Like he just couldn't have been worse to the point you're like, are they going to bring in Kirk Cousins at halftime? Mm-hmm. They get shut out. By Carolina. And that's another division where it's like, who's Tampa can just have a guy go down, or Mike Evans went down for them today. I still don't know if anyone challenges them. If Atlanta's going to lose 30-0 on the road in Carolina, I'm not taking them seriously after that.
Tampa's winning some stupid games too, but I do think they're, when they get everyone back, they're better. Yeah, that was the biggest Panthers win in a decade, and they had 224 total yards. I mean, just getting rid of... I was thinking, like, are there too many... I asked, like, ChatGPT, like I said, favorites 4 or more points that get shut out. Favorites by 4 or more, and ChatGPT, it basically told me to fuck off. I guess it was busy, but there can't be too many favorites, like it's mid-range favorites that get shut out.
That was... We knew there was going to be some weirdness. The higher favorites did great the first 2 weeks, right? Yeah. We were texting about it all week. Okay, keep your guard up. Green Bay, that line just stayed specifically at 7.5, 7 all week. The money line was high, but the line was just never as high as it seemed like it should have been. Mm-hmm. And then that game had all the makings the whole day. Green Bay could never pull away. Love had the really, really bad fourth quarter interception. All of a sudden... Judkins out of nowhere wasn't even on the team like a day. I mean, when we did our knockout draft, I don't even think he had signed with the Browns yet. I'm not sure anyone even took him, or maybe somebody took him.
No,
late,
but nobody had him. You jinxed him. You said you had the better Ohio State running back.
And, apparently that debate has been opened again.
Yeah.
You just kind of knew how it was going to play out, but it made no sense as you were watching it. It's like somehow the Browns are going to win this. I have no idea. But then this kicker who we made fun of after week one,
right.
Sismet, whatever his name is, and he's got a 55-yarder. It's like, of course he's going to make this. So now Green Bay has a little shine off their Super Bowl.
Yeah,
Super
definitely.
Bowl bliss.
Until they beat the Cowboys by 78. And like, wow, we haven't seen that. Yeah. That's weird. But they thought they could sleepwalk through this game. And for the most part, they were right. At one point, I saw 4 offensive linemen were wearing sandals. Is that weird? Like, they don't care. It was a sandals game, but
you can't even
hilarious.
Say they were looking ahead to next week because they're playing your terrible team next week.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah,
it's not like we're getting ready for the Cowboys.
Everyone's wearing sandals, but the Browns were hilarious. They had the ball on the 2 and kept moving backwards.
Yeah.
And there was no urgency with 4 minutes left. And then, I don't know, 3rd and 3 with 3:18, Love throws an interception. It didn't make any sense.
We talked about the Browns both weeks looking a little better than maybe if people didn't watch the game, they would have thought. I thought week 1, they should have won. And just in general, they seem like relatively competent. And then today, they hung with the Packers that whole game. And their defense is top 7 defense, top 5 defense.
Yeah,
you know, they're really taking to the Packers.
Yeah.
One thing with the Packers, they're missing a bunch of receivers. And it doesn't, you know, I think they never really had a number 1, but they had a bunch of number 2s.
Right.
And now it's basically just Golden and Dobbs and Wicks. And then Kraft was playing hurt. Mm-hmm. And they just didn't have that same kind of explosiveness. But the Browns, that's not going to be an easy place to win this year. They at least have an identity and know who they are. I wonder if Shador will see him this year, though.
Oh,
so we're going to average 10 points a game. Like, at some point, got to think about it.
Yeah, I guess
or
so.
Or Gabriel, one of those guys.
Flacco had thrown 90 passes in 2 weeks, right? So this game was a little different. But any team in the league, you only score 10 points. You're gonna give him a chance to. I mean, I thought that leverage call was coming for sure on that field goal. Yeah. I was like, here it comes. No way.
Green Bay had 14 penalties, 230 yards total, and I think we can safely say the bandwagon got a little overcrowded.
Yeah,
a little too many people on there. Who do you have as the favorite right now?
Do they want to give? They can give Micah back if they want. I mean, that's
just flip the trade backwards.
Just damage goods. Favorite to win the whole thing?
Yeah. If you had to make one Super Bowl bet right now, what would it be? You can even say for odds versus who you think's going to actually win, because the favorites right now are Baltimore and Buffalo and FanDuel at 5-1.
Right. Is that going to change? I don't think that's going to change unless there's an NFC team that just really, really comes out in front. Packers had a shot to do that, but I think it's going to be Buffalo, Baltimore. And when we get to the lines, you'll see how much these teams are respected. But Buffalo didn't look great Thursday night, but I still
put them
at the top.
They're missing a bunch of dudes.
Yeah, I put them at the top.
Well, you figure they're probably going to be a 1 seed, especially that division.
Right.
The Pats, my stupid team, the Jets, the Dolphins. They could go just 6-0. If you go 6-0 in a division, at that point, you just need to go 7-4 against everybody else, right?
Right.
Something like that. Yeah.
I think that was one of my future bets with you, that they went 6-0, something like that, that they ran the table.
Yeah,
the
I remember taking it personally because I believed in the Pats, and that's not how it worked out.
It's not. It's all right.
Let's take a break, and then I want to talk about the Super Bowl team that I think we should have a real conversation about. The Bill Simmons Podcast brought to you by FanDuel. FanDuel is changing the way you live bet football. It starts with Next Drive SGPs. Bet on what's happened next drive. Touchdown, punt, field goal, whatever you want. Check out player stats, stick in player props. Build your bet exactly how you want it. Every NFL game day comes with a profit boost that you can use on your Next Drive SGP so you can get more out of every play. Whether you're betting a drive, a player, or the next big moment, FanDuel makes live betting feel smarter, faster, and way more fun. Visit FanDuel.com/BS to download the app today and bet the next drive your way. You must be 21 plus, present in select states, or 18 plus and present in D.C., Kentucky, or Wyoming. Opt-in required bonus issued as non-withdrawable profit boost tokens. Restrictions apply, including any token expiration, max wager amount. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Gambling problem, call 1-800-GAMBLER or visit rg-help.com. Call 888-789-7777 or visit ccpg.org/chat in Connecticut. This episode is brought to you by Uber Eats. Every football season, the same thing happens. The game somehow makes everybody really hungry. Quarterback scrambles, clearly a sign for breakfast burritos. Yeah. Turnover, suddenly dessert at 2 p.m. doesn't sound so crazy. Wing formations, well, those can only mean buffalo wings, as if they're ever not in play. Even the goalposts start looking suspiciously like French fries. It's almost like football is sending the message to eat more food. Yeah, the good news, Uber Eats makes those cravings easy to satisfy with game day deals all season long. From wings and pizza to chips, drinks, and even last minute grocery runs. Don't sleep on those. You'll find savings on all your favorites delivered straight to your door. Order now on Uber Eats. All right, before I went to break, I said I wanted to talk about the possible Super Bowl team that we need to have a real conversation about. Who do you think that is?
All right, so it's one of the top eight you named earlier, right?
Yeah.
Okay. And it's, I think it's going to be someone who won today. So I'm going to kick the Rams out of there. I don't think you're going to say Niners. All right, the Chargers, fine. Go ahead.
Yeah, let's do it.
That's what it is?
I didn't bet on it today because I have so many Denver futures that it wasn't worth it for me to do it. I really wanted to do the Denver +3. Now, if you watch the game very closely, and there are only three games, so I watched this entire game, and I thought the Broncos defense was great. Like they pressured, they had 29 pressures on Herbert. They sacked him 5 times and he was under duress. And it felt like a very even game. And then you look at the stats after. Denver got outgained by 111 yards. The Chargers had 29 first downs. Denver had 9.
Yeah.
Denver kind of got dominated, but it didn't feel like that when you're watching because they were putting pressure on Herbert.
Right.
I thought Herbert, you know, he was fantastic in that first game. I thought that last drive, that touchdown pass, especially just fantastic. MVP wise, he's down to 6-1 now. And I think it's legitimate because he's playing as well as anybody. They're 3-0 in their division. And I think what I liked about that game, Sal, it felt like a playoff game. I know Knicks didn't play that well. Knicks missed a couple bombs that he has now figured out how to hit a guy in stride by 6 inches too far. And it hits he'll hit like 3 fingertips, but never get the guy in stride. And it's like, oh, he's like the master. So they had plays. Franklin dropped one in the end zone. Like they left stuff on the table. And I thought the Chargers played, you know, they lose Najee Harris against an Achilles thing. I'm rambling. My point is, I thought it felt like a playoff game watching it. I could see that game in January.
It didn't feel like a Chargers game, right? Like the 2007 to 2024 Chargers would have blown that game.
No question.
And they almost did. They were up 10-0 and Denver came back and it really was looked like the yards were going to come not at a premium. They weren't really moving the ball. And like you said, that last drive was really something. That's the defense, the Denver defense we've been afraid of. That's a Denver defense you bet all those futures on, right?
Yeah.
I'm going to say something else too. We may have to get rid of one of our favorite jokes, which is Chargers fans not showing up to watch the games.
Yeah, that was a good crowd.
It sounded loud, right? It did. I don't know. I don't think they're pumping noise in. It really sounded. I usually wait till the next day where I can watch fights in the crowd. You know, they usually pop up on Twitter and then you scan the crowd. But I think it was pretty good for them.
Herbert, you know, who we've talked about a lot in this podcast, and I've been saying how I'm a results guy. It feels like he's gone up a level and he's just hitting these little checkpoints now. Like that drive, I think I just feel like a year ago they lose the game. That Johnston is wide open five times a game now. Like this was a guy who felt like he might be a bust 2 years ago. Yeah. And then the Keenan Allen, who they got, felt like pretty late in the summer.
Right.
Feels like he, you can hear from him twice a game when they really, really need him. He's going to make a play. Mm-hmm. I don't know. That team has the look. I wonder what they need. Like they have Mac, who's going to be out for a couple weeks. Slater's right. gone for the year. I wonder, could they get like one more offensive lineman maybe during this season? But being 3-0 in that.
What are they for the division now? Because for them to be, for him to win MVP and all that stuff, they have to be a top
13-4
two seed, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. -155.
Well, here's the thing about them in the division. They're 3-0 already in the division.
Right.
They're 3-0, but they're all AFC West games.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, watching them, I think Denver's closer to them than the Chiefs are. But we know, as we talk about every week, like when we got to wait for Rice and Worthy to come back before we know who we have with the Chiefs. But
sure.
I've been really impressed. Do they play Baltimore or Buffalo this year? I got to look this up. The Chargers.
Chargers had second place schedule.
I'm looking that up right now. They play the Eagles. They play the Chiefs again. Play the Broncos again. Colts, that's really it. I mean, you look at their schedule, the next couple. Mm-hmm. They're at the Giants. They're home Commanders. They're at the Dolphins. And then they have the Colts in week 7. Like, they really could be 6-0 heading into that Colts game.
Yeah.
Right?
And if Denver's going to lose dumb games like this, that week 18 game in Denver, which everyone had penciled, you know, circled.
Right.
Might not mean as much. Yeah, I mean, this easily, had they lost to Denver, then you're looking at the Chiefs are a game behind and they still have to play, Chargers still have to play the Chiefs in KC, right? Then it's like, man, this is up for grabs. But what did we say it was? -155?
Yeah, I think those are good odds, especially like
way to do it.
Some of the games that seem like they were going to be hard. Not sure. At Titans, that's not a hard game anymore. At Cowboys, week 16.
Easy. At Dolphins. You'd
be like 4-11 at that point.
Yeah.
At Dolphins, that's not a hard game anymore. So, you know, and then that at Broncos game, maybe they'll get to the point where they won't have to care about it. But this is the easy stretch of their schedule right now. At Giants, home Commanders, at Dolphins. And then we'll see with the Colts. We'll see if the Colts are real. But yeah, I thought, you know, and then the other team that I could definitely, we mentioned them earlier, I thought just the Rams definitely can hang. Now, so let's talk about how awful
they can hang. They almost made me hang. Jesus. I mean,
they're 26, what was it, 26-7?
26-7, that was it, yep.
Did you feel like the Eagles could come back? Because I did.
At 26-7?
Yeah, I was sitting there going, this is actually maybe what they need to like electroshock their system and start doing stuff. But I thought they'd come back. I thought the Rams would score again, and the Rams,
I was so locked into the narrative that Jalen Hurts sucks. He can't throw the ball past 6 yards. No one's catching it anyway. He can only run. Yeah. He's as good as Barkley goes. And the Rams were moving the ball too. No, I didn't. I mean, you could have gotten a monster live line on that. Like that's,
I didn't take it off the multi-view.
No.
Yeah, because there was a lot of time. It was 26-7, but it was like early in the third quarter.
I know.
And it was in Philly. I wrote that down.
That ending is sick. I feel like everybody, like, doesn't it seem like online everybody had that bet ache, that bad beat? Like that.
Yeah.
Well,
the Rams were one of the most popular picks this week, right?
Yeah.
Rams plus 3.5.
That's like when like 150,000 people claim they were at game 6, Red Sox Mets, but that. I was like, really? Everybody had this? I know I did. I'll show you. But this is, that ending was, is it, does it get any worse than that? What do you want to talk about the whole game? I don't care. I mean,
no, let's talk about the ending first. I wrote down that was a utter pandemonium sportsbook game. Like, you've ever been in Vegas for one of those when it seems like some, and then it's a shift and the guy's running and people are just like flying around in the sportsbook going crazy. But we have these every year. I think people get amnesia.
Really?
Yeah. These? We have at least one of those every year. That's just like a completely insane ending.
So let's set the stage. The Rams are getting 3.5 points. They're kicking a field goal to win the game. So they're right.
To either
right
win
now,
the game or they don't get it and they still cover.
Well, they don't get it. So the only thing that screws them is a blocked field goal run back.
And then the guy actually being dumb enough to run it all the way back versus just running out of bounds.
But if I said to you, I'm like, all right, Bill, sit down. Are you seated? Like the Rams are going to have this kick blocked. Who do you want? Draw me what you want the guy who blocked it to look like. And you would draw.
280-pound guy.
Yeah, I'm like 280. I said, okay, how about this? How about he's 520? How about he's 520 pounds? You okay with that? You're like, okay, sure. The game's over by then. This freaking brotherly love butterbean runs it all the way back and kills another ring of 107 pick of mine.
Where was the one fast Rams guy chasing him down from behind, like the backup safety who's doing the Don Beebe?
Yeah.
Nobody. There was nobody even in the picture.
I guess it was 18 and a half miles an hour, which I didn't even know like humans really did that. I mean, God bless them.
That looked fast.
I need to get a faster car, I guess. I don't know.
Well, the Eagles, they had to fall behind by 19 to become entertaining. That was very entertaining.
Yeah.
That game also felt playoffy. I thought Nacua was awesome.
Yep.
I mean, and he had the stats too. He was 11 for 120, something like that. I think he's moved up a level this year for the conversation. Because we had
what conversation? He's always up there.
Right? We had Chase and Jefferson.
Oh, offensive. Right. Yeah.
And then there was a drop off. And then it was like Nico Collins and Neighbors. And you could start listing all these dudes. I think Nacua has to be up there now.
Did you look? I can tell you where he is odds wise on FanDuel.
For what?
Offensive player of the year.
Oh, what is he?
Isn't that what you're talking about when you say he moves up?
I'm just talking best receiver.
Oh, I see.
Because poor Chase is stuck with the backup now for 3 months. Jefferson stuck with Carson Wentz.
Nacua is third at plus 750. Derrick Henry plus 650. Jonathan Taylor plus 500 because he is just racking up insane
Derrick
numbers.
Henry?
Yeah.
How's he in there?
Well, he had 2 touchdowns first week and then last week he took off, but.
I'm surprised Taylor's odds aren't even lower because he's been the most dynamic.
Really?
Yeah, he's been awesome. Every game he's done one or two things. I also think Smith Njigba he's 25 to one.
That's not bad.
I would probably nudge that one up.
Jamar Chase just gone. Not giving him a chance. You're right. I mean, how could he? 30 to one. Jefferson too. Same there.
So that's one where I feel like we could see that game again in January. Eagles-Rams.
Yeah.
We could be running that one back.
Sure. It was great last January, too. I just, please, don't get me on that result again. That was terrifying.
I forgot to ask you on Chargers-Broncos, where are you with Bo Nix right now?
It's tough because
I feel like I've watched every snap of the Broncos this season, and it just has not been consistent.
No, definitely not. I like the Oregon guys.
At all.
So it was Nix. I watched Nix a lot. Herbert, that was fun watching them go at each other. He does seem to take charge and he has good control. Like when he calls his own number and runs the ball, I was like, wow, that's good. He looks like a fourth year quarterback. But I also think people gave him too much credit last year. Like that defense was so dynamite. That's what kept them in a lot of these games. But yeah, he is off from last year.
Yeah, he's just not as accurate. He had a great play in the fourth quarter at a scramble. Mm-hmm. And it was like 3rd and 12, 3rd and 13. And there were people in front of him. And it seemed like he was going to either slide or get tackled. And he made a move and he somehow got right to the line.
Right.
And you saw the whole sideline like explode, the Broncos sideline. You know, I always love that.
Yeah.
And it felt like a moment. It felt like, here we go. Bo Nix he's finally shown up for the season. Somehow
he's taking the CJ Stroud approach, like have a memorable rookie year. And then everyone's like, what the fuck? What is going on with this guy?
We should talk about CJ. I'll skip ahead of that game. Jaguars 17, Texans 10. This is one of the only games I got right. Jaguars defense, I continue to think might be pretty good, even though the Bengals scored some points on them. But they can rush the passer. They seem to get turnovers. And then on the flip side, Houston's offense now 38 points in 3 games. Today was a little unlucky because Collins had a really bad fumble with like 4 minutes left. Mm-hmm. It felt like Lawrence threw a terrible pick. They had a lead. Bad Lawrence pick. It was like Jaguars karaoke. Houston long pass to wide open Collins, tied. Jaguars, they give up the ball back. Yeah. Texans coming down. Then that Collins fumble. And then all of a sudden that was it. We came flying back the other way.
Yeah. I mean, when we go over the worst teams in the league, we won't include the Texans, but that offense has been real atrocious, right? Like it's tough. Going in, they were last in points scored and obviously they're right there again, right? And like fourth to last in yardage. He threw 38 times, which is a lot when most of it is in catch-up time, right? And he couldn't break 185. So there were lots of drops, actually. I don't know why I find myself defending Trevor Lawrence all the time. There were like five drops on the Lawrence side.
Thomas was bad for 3 hours and then made the biggest play of the game.
Right. Yeah. So, 17-10 sounded right in a game that nobody wanted.
I don't know what happened to Thomas.
All right.
I wrote in my notes, he seems like he's in like some sports movie where it's like the part where they're playing like sad music and where before they come back and become the hero again. Like when Rod Tidwell, that part, Jerry Maguire, when he's just, you know, he's filming the commercial and Jerry's yelling at him. And then we just see him get the shit kicked out of him. And it's kind of all headed toward Monday Night Football. He just seems like he's in a major funk. I was reading about I think most of my fantasy teams. And I was reading about it this week. And it's like the most polarizing topic with the Jaguar fans. Because most of them are like Team Lawrence. Mm-hmm. And a lot of them are blaming Thomas for like he's dogging routes. He's not catching stuff. He can only run one type of route. He can either go deep or just do a deep cross and that's it. He can't catch the ball over the middle. But yeah, they're kind of a mess. And yet, I'd rather be them than Houston.
Yeah.
Houston can't block. Sure. Houston, unless that Woody Marks can turn into something, a running back, they have no running backs.
Right.
They spent 2 second-round picks on receivers and they have nobody who can block. And then Stroud doesn't look like the guy from 2 years ago.
No. Now they have some relief. They play the Titans at home, but no, I would not want to be the Texans right now. That's a lousy team. I don't know. Yeah, as far as Jacksonville goes, like Lawrence has his awful moments too, but he had to think Travis Hunter was going to work out, right? And he had to think Brian Thomas wouldn't drop 3 balls a game. Right. So that offense, I think, has a chance to get going. I don't know about the Texans. I mean, we love Nico Collins, but I feel like he may have to do it all.
Well, here's the other thing. There's 3 back in the AFC South already.
Yeah.
They're 9-8 might get a 7 seed. Mm-hmm. So they'd still have to go 9-5 the rest of the way. Their schedule is not that hard, but 38 points in 3 games.
I can't even imagine how much money you're going to put on a money line parlay with them to beat the Titans to start.
I don't know. I might scale back until I get a better feel for the season.
Yeah.
Today was not great. The Colts killed the Titans. I had a little on the Titans money line and immediately regretted it. Not a lot, just a little. Colts still have not punted.
Is that true? Yeah, you're right.
Only one other team has gone 3-0 and punted less than 5 times, and it was the 2007 New England Patriots. So on Tennessee first, there were fire Callahan chants. They've had 31 penalties in 3 weeks. They did a whole bunch of dumb shit again, but I really want to hone in on what happened at the end of the first half. Did you watch this game or did you have it on multi-view?
Yeah, had it.
Yep. It was 4th-and-1. They're in the 39-yard line with 46 seconds left in the first half. Indy calls timeout because they want to get the ball back. Mm-hmm. The timeout ends, and Callahan's still deciding whether he wants to do a field goal or not. They get a delay a game after a timeout, and the field goal goes from 57 to 62. Sly misses. Indianapolis ends up driving down and getting a field goal. So Callahan says after, I hadn't decided yet at the moment what we're going to do. We were going back and forth and wanted a minute to think about it. Ugh. I was going back and forth between the 4th down call and the field goal and decided to go take points that particular situation. And the operational part of it to kick it on time didn't happen. They were coming out of a timeout that they didn't even call.
Right.
This guy's terrible. More time. House calls him Dumbo on my Thursday night pod every week. It might be offensive to Dumbo, but
he hates him. He says he's the worst ever.
Well, we might have a new entry to the first coach fired.
Yeah.
Because McDaniel, like Buffalo really had to work to beat Miami on Thursday night. I thought Miami like fought.
Right.
Tennessee's that not my, fighting
that,
for their
that
coach.
That Miami's drive in the second quarter to end the second quarter was as good as you'll see all year. But yeah, Callahan, it's funny because Callahan was the name of the tires. Wasn't that Tommy Boy?
Yeah, Callahan tires. Yeah.
Like, can Chris Farley go around trying to save his Callahan's job?
Should what that be our nickname for him? Tommy Boy?
Tommy Boy.
You know his name's not Tommy.
He's the father that had a heart attack in the third scene.
His thing with the field goal and the delay of game, that was when Tommy Boy was doing the demonstration for the guy and he set his desk on fire.
Right.
Like, you guys over there puking his guts out. Get out.
That's Callahan.
Do you validate? Anyway, well, then the other thing is Cam Ward started the game with a pick six.
Right,
and it was like a really awful, I'm gonna just stare you down and then throw it. And on the positive side, the Colts 3-0, and Daniel Jones apparently has now the nickname Indiana Jones.
I hate it.
I heard the NBC guys talking about that in the pregame show.
That's why I hate it.
Jason Garrett really enjoyed it. He started humming the song. And I don't know. I can get there with it.
No, I was there. No, don't you do it now too. But no, I don't. It's fine. Tate and I were talking about, is it the best nickname? There's so many great nicknames in the NFL. And I was all behind it. And then exactly, I had this written down. Jason Garrett starts singing the song and calling him Indiana Jones.
What was the song? So how does the song go?
Isn't it whatever. I don't need Jason Garrett singing or speaking.
No, I just said that's Star Wars.
That is? Hold on.
Yeah, hold on. We got to get this right.
Let's get it right.
Thank God we're not going live on YouTube today, because really, the Raiders theme song. Now we're going to get blocked on YouTube. The Raiders song is.
Hold on. I got it.
Raiders Lost Ark. Why am I? We did it.
Yeah, it is. I got it right.
Da, yeah.
Da, 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 da.
Oh, yeah. Okay. Oh, this is John. Yeah, we did get it right.
Woohoo!
Yeah. I don't know why I was blanking. Colts, do you believe yet?
I believe they can win that division, right? Like, we're not excited about anybody else, but that'll be, I'm looking long and hard at them as the team I'm going to bet against in the playoffs. Sure.
Shakies. They're at Rams, home Raiders, home Cardinals, at Chargers. The funny thing is, they killed the Dolphins, but they should have lost to the Broncos.
Mm-hmm.
And then deservedly beat the Titans. But, you know,
well,
their leverage call gets called. They're 2-1. We're not as leveraged.
The individuals are getting all the love on FanDuel. Jonathan Taylor, as I mentioned, offensive player of the year, favorite. Steichen, plus 380, coach of the year. I would have thought Daniel Jones would be, this is not right. He's third for comeback player of the year. I thought they were going to give him that award next week when he comes to LA.
Well, what did he come back from? Just being terrible?
I guess that's it.
I guess we went through this with Flacco that time.
Right.
Can you come back from something if all it was
Indiana
was being
Jones.
Announced?
You have to give him the award.
I like that Trevor Lawrence is fourth. Who's betting on, did Trevor Lawrence come back? Did I get the memo?
Right.
It's 17 points today.
Well, Dak, McCaffrey, those two are both ahead of Daniel Jones right now. I guess you're right. It's what you come back from, right? McCaffrey.
Two is 100-1. Probably would recommend no on that one.
Yeah.
Well, I think you're right. What are the Colts division odds now? They're like almost 2-1, right? Yeah. Minus 135.
135. All right. If you parlay that and the Chargers.
Seems like a trap.
Who screws you? You almost get 2-1.
Yeah,
there.
One of those teams are going to be the rabbit team. Mm. I still feel like the Jags can be heard from. I know that's crazy, but
no,
I like some of the pieces with them, and I think their coach isn't bad.
That was my preseason team to win, so I have to stay with it. I'm just trying to see if the Colts, if it ever gets hard for them here. At the Rams, home for the Raiders, home for the Cardinals, at the Chargers. That's a fun game. And Titans, Steelers, Falcons. It's always seems.
I'm
like,
just mad at myself because I couldn't. July and August, I didn't want to pick the Texans. I couldn't come up with another team.
Yeah,
I wanted to short the Chiefs. I didn't have the balls.
Right.
And And then thought it was going to be the Broncos and I had the wrong team.
The South Division
get it this year.
Ruin our summers. We spend much too much time trying to figure out who's going to win. And then our families are growing up and we're missing it all.
It doesn't make sense that Daniel Jones was that bad last season, unless it's just a 2-year injury.
Yeah.
Because he was completely awful last year. Speaking of awful, Niners Cards was a pretty awful game. So the Niners were going to win. And then Mac Jones turned into Mac Jones through a terrible pick. They get the ball back. There's a safety involving Mac Jones. Wasn't his fault. Holding penalty. And at that point, you realize Niners 1.5 is going to be dust because it's 15-13 Cardinals. Mm-hmm. I was struggling before the beginning of the day to do Niners -1.5 for Niners money line, which was -120. It's like, I'll just... Dude, the -1.5. When do they ever win by one? Well, then they come down. Mac Jones leads a game-winning drive in the Cardinals. So I want to blame Kyler Murray or Gannon, but the reality is 3rd-9, they ran a great pass to Zay Jones and he just couldn't hold on to it.
That was the high one he went up for and he didn't come back.
I guess the if you're going to ding them, it's like you ran the play of the game for Zay Jones.
Well, here's who you could blame. This was a rat line, and I lost on this too, so I'm not going to pretend to be an expert, but this was a rat line. It was 1.5, right? The tic-tac, the one we hate. No one had a good thing to say about Arizona this week. They're lucky to be 2-0. They had injuries all over the place, and this line could not move past San Francisco 1.5. And the gambling god says, I know what we'll do. We'll have them win by 1 point. And everyone, like Bill, will have them -1.5. And Mac Jones, like, that was pretty remarkable taking him down the field there. You know,
and he was hurt. He was on one leg.
And you get caught for it, right? He was like limping around. You get a safety. That's like insulting. That's really hard to come back from. I know it wasn't his fault, but that's like getting slapped in the face with the white glove. And he just like shook it off and came all the way down and won that.
Yeah.
Made a field goal. Yeah.
And they lost Bosa early in that game. I thought they had a bunch of plays in the red zone and inside the 10. And I thought the Cards defense really rose to the occasion. I don't know why the Cards defense is as frisky as it is, because it's not like it's loaded with all pros, but they made a bunch of plays. Connor going down flipped the game a little bit for them because, you know, I actually think they probably win if that doesn't happen. But I thought the coaching on both sides, I thought some of the red zone stuff with the Niners was really bad. Arizona, when Murray is coming out and around on that, like when you're betting against the Cards, I'm just always worried of him rolling out, like when they need first downs. Then they get away from that. It's like, oh, you're just going to go back and try to hit somebody on 3rd-9. I don't love the whatever. I thought Trey McBride was terrifying.
Good throw to him in the end zone. Yep, that helped. But
the teams were pretty close, though, was my takeaway from that game. Like the Cardinals were a little better than I was prepared for. And the Niners just winning that game with Mac Jones, I thought was pretty good. The Niners are 3-0.
But are they going to lose was that all three NFC West teams they beat?
Two of them.
The Cardinals in Seattle they beat. New Orleans was the other. Are they just going to lose someone big every week though? That's the problem. That's the issue. We know they're not deep. Pay 7 guys, you know, 80% of their the budget there. So I'm not sure how many more injuries they can afford.
I mean, McCaffrey, that play in the end on the last drive, there's just nobody better than him on those.
That's true.
You kind of know they're going to do the dump off pass to him. They do it anyway, and he's flying off. Yeah, their defense is a little better than I thought it was going to be, considering they had so much turnover, considering they lost like, 7, 8 guys. But I think 7 kids Sal is helping them, or now he has 8 kids. All right.
What's that? What's that division? -105.
We have a 3-0 team and 3-2-1 teams.
Yes, that's right.
You want to talk about your team or my team?
I mean, we're gonna hit both of them. Let's do your team, and then maybe we'll forget about mine.
Fumbled 4 times.
Yeah.
Inside the 5-yard line, we had a tip pick that the quarterback just should have lofted it. It's the easiest touchdown ever and just tries to throw a straight line for some reason. But I think the reason is because it seemed like he got mildly concussed two plays earlier and they don't even stop it. they don't have, like, I thought they had these concussion spotters. Like, right. He hits his head backwards. He's holding his head. And then two plays later, throws a terrible tip thing. Ramondre fumbles twice. It's an all-time murder. I don't think we'll see him again. The Pats have 5 turnovers and 26 first downs. I don't remember that stat ever. Last 3 quarters, they outgained Pittsburgh 349-101. And they lose by 7.
Yeah.
And it was a fucking absolute gut punch of a 3 hours. I hated it.
Yeah. Ugly, ugly, ugly. And
we're definitely better than that team.
I think so too. But 5 turnovers. I mean, the Steelers didn't even do a great job. Imagine only scoring 21 points. The other team is 5 turnovers. Like, Rodgers made a couple of good throws, but 139 yards. They had 203 total yards, like you were alluding to. It just doesn't seem like a Vrabel team, though, right? With all the turnovers.
Sloppiness.
And even like going for it on 4th down. I know they were 4 for 5. Like, he goes for it the least on 4th down. I know
we went for it on our own 15.
Yeah. Right. It's just a different coach, different everything, different discipline.
But I think May is incredibly talented. And 90% of the game he had today was great. But he, one play a half, he does something stupid. Like the tip pass touchdown, that's his fault. Like he can't make that play. And then the other one was, you know, in traffic. I don't know what he's trying to do, but he loses it and he fumbles. He's just trying to do too much. And sometimes he'll put the ball on the ground and he's got to figure out how to not have those two plays a game. He's young. I mean, he's 22, but I think when he's moving around on the sides and like he's lightning fast.
Right.
There's
he's not too young for me to give him a nickname that you're not going to love.
Okay.
You ready?
Let's hear it. I'm ready for it. He probably deserves it.
Drake, maybe. You got to say like, Drake, maybe. Right? He may be good. I don't know. Is this an even week or an odd
that's
week?
So good. I'm never going to call him that, but that's really good.
Okay.
Yeah. It's just a really good nickname. Fuck.
It's Drake maybe. I'm sorry. I mean, we haven't done my team yet. There's plenty of names you can call them.
Drake, I feel like maybe. That might stick unless he can shake it.
Come on, maybe. Let's do it. Have some fun out there, kid.
Just don't have your one terrible play a half. I'm a complete believer. I have an incredible amount of Drake May stock, but he just can't help it.
Yeah,
man.
Maybe.
That's tough.
I'm sorry.
Rodgers can only do 2 things at this point. He can do the quick back pedal, quick throw. That's either like a short wide receiver pass or to a tight end 3 yards in front of him. And he can do the 3-step drop, quick back shoulder, 20-yard throw. Mm-hmm. And he can't do anything else. And if you're pressuring him, he's just going to get rid of the ball. I was not impressed by him. I didn't think he was very good today, but he did enough to kind of hang around and get 21 points.
Yeah, you made things extraordinarily easy for them. I mean, just barely top 200 total yards.
Couple big. Any incompletion, he's doing this for the flag. Like then he got 3 of them. Mm-hmm. It was a very frustrating game. I can't believe that Drake May nickname. Unbelievable.
I shouldn't have said it to you. I feel like a bad friend now.
Jesus. Shit. Why don't you come up with a nickname for my kids now?
Okay, I'll work on it.
Maybe. Oh my God. I still believe. All right, your stupid team.
Oh no.
You revived Caleb's career. He had a massive fantasy day. Your defense has given up 12, 25-yard-plus pass plays in the last 2 games.
Yeah.
You fell for the worst flea flicker I've ever seen.
Oh, it's still hanging in the air.
It was like an alley-oop.
Yeah. It was like flicking a feather. That's the flip. Yeah, it never came down. I've been on my Cowboys friend text chain, and we're trying to remember if there was if this is the worst defense we've seen in decades, and it really might be. It really might be. There was the Nolan. There was a couple of bad ones, but I mean, 385 yards and 57 plays. I did a little math. That's 7 yards a play, and it seemed like so much more. And the fact that, does everyone just embarrass their old coordinator? Like, you know, Ben Johnson was embarrassed by Detroit. Should we keep this in mind for gambling purposes? Like, Chicago embarrassed Eberflus. So, you know, congrats. You gave Caleb Williams his best game since he was a sophomore at USC. I hate it. I hated it. Awful.
But Dunze's good. I think he's been fine. He's definitely made a leap up this season.
Yeah.
Right. Uther Bird and, you know, the flea flicker. He's open by 15 yards.
God. Yeah. 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 And Kenny Clark, who we got from Micah Parsons, he's out. He came back. Trayvon Diggs, I don't even know who's good anymore, honestly. I get like bummed if these guys are out. But we are going to be exciting, though. You're going to see a lot of the same game over and over.
The problem is, as soon as CeeDee Lamb went out, the game was over.
Yeah, right.
Because you have this top-heavy team. You already traded Parsons. Now you just have Dak and CeeDee. If you take him out, there were guys I'd never heard of. What's your record going to be?
Pickens is good. And Pickens is all right, right? Like, he's solid number two if CeeDee could stay on the field. And Javonte Williams, you know, he fumbled. But that's been a surprise, too. So what's our record going to be?
What's your record going to be? FanDuel has the regular season wins. 11.
They have it up already, huh?
Wow. You can go under 6.5 wins is plus 120.
Yeah, I think 6-11 is right.
Under 5.5 is plus 220.
I mean, I'd have to find 5 wins for them. I don't know. I don't think they're there. 5 more?
Really? Well, is CD going to be hurt for a couple weeks?
He says
there?
He's playing Sunday. He says he's going to play.
Miami under 4.5 wins is plus 165.
It's pretty good too.
Under 5.5 is minus 120. Are they getting the 6 wins, the Miami Dolphins?
Do you want to wait on that? They're home for the Jets on Monday night.
For them to get to 6 wins, that means they're 6-8 the rest of the way. Is that team going 6-8?
Yeah, that's no. No.
I have so many Miami futures already that I just I can't put more on it.
Against them. Yeah, yeah.
Yeah. But don't worry, I'll give it all back with Denver.
You know what's great with Tua?
Yeah.
First of all, he throws like he has a bomb attached to his chest. Like I know exactly where the timer is and I gotta get rid of it. But you know, there were quarterbacks.
He's throwing it in the ocean.
Yeah. Like Jimmy G, who are the guys who would like throw the hospital balls? Like even Peyton towards the end of his career, Jameis. Yeah.
Peyton
He does it with running backs. I've never seen it with running backs before, but he'll have A-chain like flaring out and like that's clearly the option, but doesn't get him the ball for a good 5 Mississippi count. And then he just gets blown up in the backfield. Like he's throwing these passes for minus yards. It's remarkable what he's doing to it.
He also does this Jedi mind trick on the announcers because he seems like he's in command.
Yeah.
So at one point, Herb Street's like, I really like what I'm seeing from Tua. He's got command of this game. He was like 4 yards a throw.
Right.
It was like 30 attempts for 118 yards. Herb Street's praising him. Then he throws an interception and triple coverage to end the game. But there's something about the rhythm of how he plays that you feel like it's going better than it actually is. Then you look at the stats and you're like, oh, this is going terribly.
He had the one great drive at the end of the second quarter. And that was it. Otherwise, it's, you know, Tyreek Hill has his issues too, but he's like basically hugging the goalpost and 70 yards behind him, Tua has just completed a 3-yard pass.
Right.
I'm not going to keep doing this.
3 blowouts. Washington killed the Raiders. Vegas taking Genty at 6 is starting to look a little gamey.
Yeah.
When you think like Membo and the Jets and the right tackle that the Saints or the left tackle the Saints took, Banks. And then the Raiders can't block. Vikings Bengals was a blowout. 5 Bengals turnovers, 2 for TDs. The biggest thing with this is Chase was going first in some leagues. He was certainly the first wide receiver, but in auctions he was in the 50s.
Sure.
In any snake draft he was 1, 2, or 3. I don't know. That's if we were doing fantasy drafts over again, I don't think he's one of the top 8 or 9 picks Burrow.
It's Jake Brown. Right? I mean, and there was but way
it's
too
it's
much.
It's a fantasy murder.
Oh, yeah, for sure. And I felt Jefferson's in the same boat. But there was a ton of Jake Browning love this week. Like,
yeah,
you would have thought it was Jake from State Farm, the way the football pundits were like just going on and on about him. And what did he do? He was 19 for 27, 140, 2 interceptions.
I had that game on the multi-view for a while, and there were a few kind of showing him on the sidelines, and it was a little deer in the headlights. Now, granted, he's in Minnesota. They're blitzing him. They're doing all this stuff.
How do you... Don't you have 2 multi-views going? There were 9 games this in the early slate.
I did... I settled on... I had the 4.
Yeah.
Then I had 2. I had a split. So I had 2 on one TV And then I had Rams Eagles on the other TV. So I had seven. I just punted on two games.
Am I the only lunatic?
I didn't watch Commanders Raiders at all.
But why? No, that was kind of the one I dropped.
The blowout game, I got rid of that immediately. I never watched that again.
Maybe I'm the only one who wants this, but even DirecTV had the 8 box. Come on, YouTube. You can get that going. Or a 6 or something. 6, not bad.
The problem with red zone is I hate when the red zone is ahead of the game.
Yeah. Right.
Like sometimes red zone and they'll show it, but then it's like behind in the box that I've been watching.
You have to switch your gaze and everything.
So I'll get rid of it. Seahawks, Saints, nothing happened there other than the Seahawks might have the makings of a top 5 defense. I'm not saying they're a top 5 defense, but there's some meat in that dish. And there's a Darnold Geno seesaw right now where week one, Geno, Darnold. And now it's like, now it's Darnold and Geno's way down here. And I just feel like it's going to keep doing probably.
Poor Pete Carroll.
Going this back and forth.
Turned 74 on Monday. Bad, not a great 6 days.
So maybe old coaches, maybe this isn't a good thing to have a coach in your mid 70s because you watch Carolina and Belichick and then Pete Carroll, like, maybe there's a shelf life, which we could have told people because we've watched it happen with our own dads.
Of course. And we get excited because they were 1-0, right? I mean, it'd be your team. You didn't get too excited. But and Carroll's like chewing gum faster than you've ever seen before and doing push-ups with the defensive line and stuff. Like, this guy, he's 36. Doesn't matter. But it's the team. I think you're right. Chanty maybe wasn't the right pick. Maybe
it was a luxury pick for a team that was 5-6 players away.
Yeah, that's it. That's exactly it. You get that running back when you're a playoff team.
You do it when you're the Chargers and you take Hampton because you're close. You have a lot of talent.
Yeah.
All right, we'll take a break. We'll do guest lines.
Dein altes Sofa zerfällt langsam und die Black Friday-Angebote sind wirklich unschlagbar. Aber dein Gehalt kommt erst Anfang des Monats. Kein Problem. Mit der PayPal-Bezahlung nach 30 Tagen. So hast du jetzt mehr Spielraum beim Bezahlen und der Betrag wird nach 30 Tagen automatisch und kostenlos von deinem Konto oder deiner Karte abgebucht. Alle Infos auf paypal.de/30 Tage. PayPal es. Vorbehaltlich Kreditwürdigkeitsprüfung verfügbar mit deutschem PayPal-Konto für Einkäufe zwischen 1 und 2.000 Euro.
All right, cuz, week 4. You beat me first 2 weeks, I beat you last week.
Mm-hmm.
Thursday night, Cards, Seahawks. It's in Arizona.
Yes.
And I think this is a good game. I'm actually like relatively excited to see what happens in this one. It'll be a defensive affair. I have the, I put this in the Tic Tac Zone, Cardinals by 1.5.
Man, I put it in a Tic Tac Zone too, but I thought Seattle would be favored by 1.5. You actually nailed it. It's the Cardinals at home by 1.5.
Okay.
But I guess that makes sense because San Francisco couldn't pull off a 3 or 2 against them. I don't know. I think Arizona maybe slaps them around a little in a stupid game, but I don't know.
We have an Ireland game.
Oh, you knew it.
I knew it because the Ringer fantasy guys are going there.
They need to mind their business.
We're doing some shows, and that's how I found out.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You're writing a check for them to get on a plane. I'm writing a
check so I can remember that there's an Ireland game. I was thinking today, I don't know if it wore me down, but now I kind of wish we had more 6:30 in the morning Pacific games. Like I could have used one today. I woke up because I was in Boston for a long time and I came back and I was just kind of up at 6:30. I'm like, I wish we were in London right now with the Jags and the Browns, just watching some terrible football.
Can I sell you on 7 a.m.? I know if it's overtime, it overlaps with the early and nobody wants that, but...
Oh, to throw in, like, have a little multi-view action?
Well, yeah, just 7 a.m. and not 6:30. Like, 6:30, I feel like a degenerate, like a bad father and husband and everything else. Yeah, I know.
7's okay. You can sell me on 7.
Okay, let's do that.
I have Steelers in a pick'em. I have this as an actual pick'em. Steelers pick'em Vikings.
I don't know who gets it. I guess you do. I said Steelers -2.
Yeah.
It's Vikings -1.5.
Oh, great. That was really well played by me.
I don't know. I guess that's right. I don't know, man. Rodgers. McCarthy will be out, right?
from what I saw today from that Steelers team, this should be a nice matchup for the Vikings defense, but who knows?
Yeah.
Sunday marquee. Ravens Chiefs in Kansas City. It's sad to make the KC. We keep complaining about how we're tired of watching them, and yet they're clearly the marquee game in this. This will be a good game.
Right.
I have the Ravens favored in this game. And I have the Ravens favored by 2.5.
Oh, come on. Is this how it's going to be?
What is it?
I said 2, and I thought I was a genius. I'm like, oh, people are going to say, Bill's going to say Kansas City's favored. It's 3. So you get it.
Jesus.
They love FanDuel Vegas. They love the Ravens. Love the power ranking.
It's tough when the Chiefs are trotting out two guys the Pats waived as their starting receivers. Like, it just is. Like, right. It's like, they're their starting receivers, Juju Smith-Schuster and Tyquan Thornton. It's like, everyone said how terrible our receivers were, and we waived both of those guys. Not great.
Yeah, they're Chiefs. Well, if the Ravens give up 35-40 to Detroit, I don't think they will tomorrow. And then we'll know that's pretty much their defense, right? If two of them and good teams are doing that to them. But I think it's a fair line.
I have 4 watchables, starting with the Eagles at Tampa. And so we have Mike Evans has had his annual hamstring injury, which in our league that weren't together, the knockout league.
Right.
I, of course, have Mike Evans.
Oh,
who
yeah.
Who always goes $10 less than he should because nobody wants to have him when he has the injury and he's gone for 4 weeks. But then the price hit a point where I was like, I'm just taking him. I'll get 10 good weeks out of him. Well, the hamstring injury happened.
He'll get to 1,000 yards. He always does. It'll even happen. If he needs 880.
I'll have him for the playoffs. Yeah. Wirfs is coming back, and apparently Godwin's coming back too. And we kind of forgot to talk about that game, which is my fault. Tampa has now had 3 game-winning drives. And they're 3-0 with 3 game-winning drives. And he's so
exciting. He is so just damn exciting, Baker. He's great. He is. And I didn't even think Tyrod Taylor was bad. Like, he threw a costly pick 6 like with 20 seconds left in the half, and that ended up being the difference. And but I think like Bowles kind of screwed up and let the Jets back in it.
Yeah.
And their guy was the only one to make a field goal in that early slot, and they won.
I think he's become my favorite non-Patriots QB to watch. Yeah. Because it's always exciting. The other team's always dropping interceptions that he's throwing them, or he'll make some great play. He'll start talking shit to people. At the end of games, you always feel like he can come through. I don't know. I like him. I think he makes sense on that team, too.
Well, not that he needs everyone needs a nickname, but he's like a 1 p.m. savior, right? Like, he's always alive in the fourth quarter.
King of the multi-view.
Yeah, right. Just that early slate that normally sucks. You know, you can count on him.
Yeah. So I have Eagles minus 2.5.
All right. I got to make a comeback here. I don't know if I can. I said Eagles 1. That was dumb. It's 3. 2-3-0 teams. Let's do it.
Also, 2-3s. We haven't had a lot of those in guest lines.
Right.
Falcons home for Washington. No idea if Jaden Daniels is playing. I think the Falcons are going to be one of these teams that there's the home Falcons line and then there's the road Falcons line. We don't have a lot of these. I have Falcons minus 1.5.
Man, I could have stole this from you, but my guess was even worse. I said Falcons minus 2.5. It's Washington minus 3.
Whoa. Okay.
And you're 5-0. Oh, I guess it's 2.5 now. Either way, you get it.
Wow. What do you think the reason is for that?
I don't know. And it's this just is Mariota.
The Falcons were so bad?
Yes. But
no, but it's Mariota though, unless we hear differently. So they must think Daniels is coming back.
I Washington, I guess they had that game in hand, but they gave up some big plays too. Like, Trey Tucker's still scoring 50-yard touchdown as we speak. Yeah, that's a weird one.
Well, we have 3 home dogs already. Just pointing that out. Rams. Rams home for the Colts. I really wanted to do Rams by 3 on this, but I think the Colts get a half point of respect, so I went Rams minus 2.5.
Okay. I got this exactly. It's 3.5.
Not a lot of respect for that.
I wish I wasn't so angry at the Rams, because I would be all over this. I might still, but I don't know. I don't know if I can forgive. I don't have it.
I know we talk about this every year, but the worst gambling beat of all time was the Music City Miracle. I think we decided this like 10 years ago.
Yeah.
That was number one because it was a playoff game.
Right. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. It not only swung it, but it also swung the line. Wasn't it? It was like Buffalo by 5 or something.
Right. 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 Yeah.
So that not only did they lose, but,
yeah, maybe, I don't think the miracle, I think it was an LA miracle that I didn't have money on it here at my home. I think that's why I didn't hurt as much.
Niners, Jaguars. So I assume Brock Purdy, but the Niners have had a bunch of injuries. And I don't know why I went low on this, but it felt the right thing to do. Niners minus 3.5.
Oh, you jerk. I thought you were going to go even lower. I said 4. It is 3.5.
Oh man, this is a good sign for my gambling like when I'm on it with the Lions.
Good for you.
Maybe this I'm finally getting my shit together.
That's
a fair line because there's backdoor touchdown potential with the Jags.
The stupid Jags could have been 3-0. Like, how did they blow that Bengals game? Kind of dumb.
Fairly watchables. Lions home for the Browns. And I just don't think the Browns can be a double-digit underdog anymore. So I went 9.5 for this. That was as high as I wanted to go.
Wow, you are just edging me out. I thought they could be a double-digit underdog. I had 10, and it's 8.5.
Yeah.
You get it.
Their defense is too good. I don't think you can spot them that many points.
But if Detroit loses, this can't be a game that they screw around with, right? If they lose tomorrow. This is, all right. Well, we'll talk. We'll talk turkey and teasers.
We always try not to overreact after 3 weeks, but that Browns team seems like, I was reading some of the quotes after. Mm-hmm. It's kind of an adult team. It's weird. Like Flacco was talking about, we went all week. We just talked about playing complimentary football.
And then adult team.
For 3 hours, we played complimentary football and that's why we won. It's like, wow, that's an adult explanation, Joe Flacco.
But
they play defense. They don't beat themselves. They can run the ball a little bit with Judkins now. Their offensive line's okay.
Oh, my God.
They have a couple half-decent receivers, and they get stops on defense. Like, they've done this now. They held the Bengals to 17 with Burrow.
I can't believe this.
I'm just saying. They held the Bengals to 17.
They could have been shut out today.
And they held the Packers to 10.
Yeah, that I saw. Yeah. Yeah, the defense is good. I don't know. I just, like I said, Flacco's thrown 100 times and they end up with like 17 points at the end.
I'm not defending that.
Yeah.
Okay, here is the let's be careful out there game of the week. Chargers at the Giants. Mm-hmm. After what we saw today, I don't see how this isn't at least Chargers by 6. And I'm going to say Chargers by 6.5 at the Giants.
Oh, good. Okay. You left the door open there. I said 5. It's 5.5.
Hmm. Vegas owned us.
I'm not. Yeah, 3-0 versus 0-3. I don't know. It's only an hour since we saw how miserable they were, but this is not. If this game was like December 2nd, I'm like, oh, Chargers are going to get tripped up.
Yeah.
I don't have that feeling right now with them.
Hmm. What do we call week 4? Is the makeup mirror week?
The makeup mirror?
Yeah, well, you know those mirrors that our wives have when you turn the light on
and you can
see all the things on your face, just everything. It's like the crazy microscope view of your face.
This is it. Yeah.
I feel like week 4, you kind of know. We kind of know what the weaknesses are.
It's the quarter with mile,
Mm-hmm. With the Chargers, Hampton, really their only running back now that Harris is out. Offensive line, just shaky enough that the Giants could mm-hmm. probably pressure Herbert and do some stuff. Chargers on the road. This is a game the Chargers should win, but it's very similar to that Packers-Browns game.
Right.
It's like, oh, if you're a really good team, you should win this, and then you don't.
I guess so. I think Russ is, if that defense plays like they did against, who'd they play on Monday night last week? What was that? They played the Raiders. Yeah, I don't know. I don't think Russ is going to be able to move this ball too much.
Do we see Russ?
You think this is where they switch it, huh?
I would do it. I thought when Dart came in for those little option stuff, they were immediately more dangerous for me.
Yeah.
Because of his athleticism. I would do it. I would just, Collins I don't know what they're like waiting for.
the fans are booing because they drafted a number one. You know, they have a first round quarterback. Like, no, they're booing because they're New York. This is New York. Yeah. This is what
this
they're
is
doing.
What they do.
Yeah.
Oh, Mike, he came right in. He made friends with everybody. See, he loves being on the practice squad. They just love Jackson Dart.
He might have set a pass rush record today, tonight. I think I heard 25 when I wasn't even
paying
attention.
They had that all 22 camera.
Yeah.
And they were showing how Abdul Carter was like combo spy assassin.
That's great.
Where he was like kind of rushing, but also ready to be the spy. I've never seen a defensive lineman used that way. It was really interesting how they use it, because usually that's just like a pure linebacker.
Now I want to look for defensive rookie of the year. They might not have it up.
He's a beast.
He's right there.
That kid on the Niners has a chance too. What are the odds for defensive rookie of the year?
I'm not seeing it now. They only have offensive up right now.
Yeah, they took it down because they knew we were going to talk about it. Next one. Texans, Titans. I can honestly say I might skip this for the multi-view or even like any TV next week.
No, you're going to have too much money on them. You're going to skip this.
On money on who? I'm not betting this
on
game.
The Texans.
No.
This is their season. That's it. They're a cross off
for the division. That's, yeah.
Yeah.
It's in Houston. I'm going to say Texans by 5.5.
All right. I get this. I said 6.5. It is 7.5. Do I have a chance? That's 7-3. You're winning.
Come on. Who's laying that many points for the team that can't run the ball or score?
Well, you get a free 6 with Cam.
I guess they are going against Tommy Boy.
Right. Tommy Boy.
New guy's puking his guts out.
Fat guy with a little coat. Don't do it, Tommy Boy.
No, Tommy Boy.
The Titans need you.
Raiders, Bears. Wow. Somebody's favored by 1.5.
Where is this?
I'm going to say it's in Vegas, and I'm going to say Vegas by 1.5.
Damn, you got it. You got it. I said 2.
1.5?
Vegas, exactly. 1.5. Yep. Both 1 and 2.
Kind of a kitchen sink game for the Raiders.
Someone's going to win, and people are going to talk about the winner being in the playoff contention. Can we write that down, that we're not going to be that one of those people?
Yeah, let's not do that.
Yeah.
I do have something, speaking of the Raiders and Tom Brady, because I had Tom Brady for a decent chunk of the game because he was doing one of the late games. Mm-hmm. J.J. Watt was so much better than him as an announcer. J.J. Watt was fucking fantastic.
It's very
have you actually listened to one of his games? That was the first time I'd heard, because he did Steelers Pats.
Yeah, he's excellent.
He was just awesome. Like, he was laying out, he was immediately picking out whatever had happened on the line for every single play. Whatever happened, he was like, well, you know what? They missed that, but the right tackle missed it, and that allowed, and they didn't chip him. But it was all like very accessible. He's not that funny. There's not like a massive sense of humor with him. So Ian Eagle was really working hard because he's a funny guy.
Yeah.
And I think he can start pulling it out more and more. But from observation analysis, he was lights out.
Ian really, had a really fake good mustache. That's how much the comedy was lacking. He had this crazy, I don't know if you saw
this. Well, that was because of this. It was because it was 70s throwback. Man.
Right. Yeah. That's it. So that's where it was. But
he was good. Excellent.
He doesn't take himself seriously, right?
No.
But he speaks on our level. He's good.
Because I was, as a Pats fan, I'm like, great. We got J.J. Watt, his brother's out there. We're going to have to do this brother thing.
Right.
But he like kind of really went against it. There was only one time when T.J. Watt got held on a fourth down. And he's like, oh, they got away with a hold. I don't know how he saw it from the booth.
Griped a little,
and then they do the all 22. And it's like, clearly gets hold. And like, but he was seeing everything. Mm-hmm. And I thought he really helped me enjoy the game. Like, I learned shit from him.
Yeah.
So kudos to him. I hope
that's
he keeps
good.
Doing
I'm glad
it.
You're learning.
Yeah. Who's your Buck and Aikman are the number one right now, right? Well, you're biased. You're friends with Romo.
You got to
stay out of it. Okay.
He's got like a 5-foot stand up right behind
me. I know. Yeah. This is a bad topic for you.
Yeah.
But Eagle and Watt is in the conversation now.
Yeah.
Yeah. Collinsworth, Tariqa, I really like.
They're all good. I don't think we had 5 good teams
Greg Olsen's good. Yeah, we have at least five now. Right?
Olsen's very good, yeah.
And Brady, it's okay. I just feel like him and Burkhardt, it's not... Something's missing and I don't know what it is. And maybe it's the fact that Brady's doing 17 other things.
I feel like he's going to grow on me. Eventually, I'm going to be like, Brady? Yeah, this is good. Yeah, I think so. You and I have seen some long form stuff with him. Like there was a 30 for 30 on the tuck rule. He was great.
The more time he has, the better he is. One thing I've noticed with him, because I don't think he's bad. I do think he brings some stuff to the table. Mm-hmm. A lot of times he's better coming out of the timeout when they can go like with like a big wide shot of the play and he's like, watch what, and he'll like actually like really lay it out. I think he has problem in the moment when a play, like dissecting it immediately. But when he has a little time, he's really good.
Coach Tommy Boy has the exact opposite problem. Very bad coming out of the timeout.
to play a game.
Lights out everywhere else.
He was doing the CRISPR like, oh God, damn.
Holy shnikes.
How did I do that?
We turned it over again.
Poopfecta, Bills Saints. Yikes. Saints were just wow.
Bills are favored. I'll give you a hint. I'll give you a clue there. Yeah.
Saints in pole position now is the worst team in the league.
Yeah.
So it's either 14 or 14 and a half. We haven't seen a line this high. And I kept it at 14 because of the Bills defense. So by 14.
You're going to love this. No, it has to be higher because they were 12 and a half against the Dolphins. At least they have a pulse.
Okay.
I said 15 and a half. It's 16 and a half. That's a good number.
Holy moly.
So let me read this to you. Spencer Rattler is 0-9 now as a starter.
Has anyone gone 0-10?
There are two guys who have been 0-15. So he's got a little ways to go. I think
who are the two guys?
You want to guess? Or is it too...
This had to be from when we were kids.
No, definitely since we were... one of them we gave a pretty good nickname to.
Oh, was it Kaiser Soze?
That's the one. Deshaun Kaiser Soze was 0-15. And Chris Wanky's the other one. He was before.
Chris Wanky?
Yeah.
He went 0-15?
I didn't know he had that many starts in him. Like... I guess he did, right?
Honestly, if you told me over-under for Chris Wanky starts, I would have guessed like 7.
Yeah. 0-15.
Did he ever get a win or no?
Can Rattler get there? That I didn't look up. I just
I got to look this up now. How did Chris Wanky, where was I? I
feel like you had skipped those 2 years.
I feel like we were even doing pods back then. We knew each other then.
We did?
Yeah.
He drafted in 2001.
But he started in 06 and 07. All right, so he finished 2-18 as a starter.
And he lasted like 5 seasons?
Yeah, he was gone for 3 and then came back. Then the other one was Kaiser?
Yeah.
I mean,
15's a lot, man.
He never had a win. 0-15, career.
He didn't get there? Really?
No.
Oh, he's got to come back.
0-15 when the 2017 Browns, and then played 3 more games off the bench for the Packers, but didn't start.
Oh, I mean, the Cowboys will start him, right? Maybe he could take a backseat for one game, right?
His quarterback rating was 60 and a half, 58.9 for his career. He had 11 touchdowns and 22 picks in 2017, and then another 2 picks in 2018. So he finished with 11 touchdowns and 24 picks.
That's pretty good. Yeah, we loved it. We loved it when he moves in. I think we were making money betting against him. We must have been.
We actually were. I remember. Yeah, we don't have a Kaiser. So maybe Rattler could be the new Kaiser Soze.
Will they leave him in long enough? Right. Who's knocking on his door? Hayner and
nobody
Tyler Shuck. Yeah.
Tyler Shuck.
Yeah. I think they can maybe give him that many starts. Good luck, Spencer.
My other poop fact, Patriots home again for the Panthers. This is a loser leaves town match and it might just be two losers. I have the Patriots favored by 3.
Let me see if this changed. Patriots are home, right?
Yeah.
4.5. I had 3 also. You had 3? You said 3?
We both
got it.
Yeah. So I won for the week.
Is that it?
That's 3
more games.
I had a big lead for you.
Oh, shit. No, it's 2 more games. Yeah, it's over. No, Green Bay, Dallas. There's two Monday.
Oh, there's two Monday? If I only you wrote down one.
You should get docked four games of not knowing there were two Monday.
What was the other Monday game?
Oh, Cincy Denver.
Oh, that got cut off my thing.
Yeah.
Hold on. I had a guess for that.
You're going to win anyway. You got it anyway. 6-9-2-5. Damn, Jacoby.
Jacoby's
mojo back.
Your number one fan. Okay, Sunday night. Packers at Cowboys, the Micah Parsons game. Jerry Jones, who's his interview with, you think? Dungy? Who does he sit down with? What NBC person? Ray Taylor?
Sit down with the Clapper. Doesn't that make the most sense?
Clapper?
They deserve each other at this point.
I was watching college football on Saturday, and there was like a weather delay in the Notre Dame game, and Jason Garrett had to fill for like, I don't know, 10 minutes. It's the second time, because that also happened in the NFL. Right. I was trying to think who's less equipped to be able to fill.
Yeah.
The Clapper trying to be the filler.
Oh, they should. They shouldn't do that anymore. If there's even a threat of a 2% chance of precipitation, they should get him the hell out of there. He shouldn't
or just like cue up Seinfeld or something. Be like, we now bring you to a classic season 4 Seinfeld.
He just sings the Indiana Jones song over on a loop.
I have the Packers by 5 in Dallas.
We split it. I said 6, and I think it should be higher. It's 5.5.
Okay.
I mean, congratulations. There's your second leg of a teaser. I don't know who's first. I mean, that's such a winner.
Well, we're going to have, it's going to be a Jordan Love referendum for the next couple of days on the talk shows.
And then
he has the Dallas defense waiting for him.
He does. And Micah is going to end Dak's career, all that stuff. Yeah. Oh, it's going to be a fun week.
Monday night. Dolphins home for the Jets. Unbelievable. The Dolphins stink and they're going to be favored in this game.
Yeah.
And not only they'd be favored, I think they'd be favored by 2.5.
You got it exactly. I said 3. It's 2.5. Wow. So
I'm on it this week. I'm gonna open up on the betting this week. I think I have a comeback cheating. This week.
You really did a great job.
I never cheat.
Manipulating these. Yeah. No, they're doing the thing. Like last week they did the Mondays. One was at 4, one was at 7 on the West Coast. Now they're like, screw that. You're going to have to watch both. One's at 7:15, one's at 8:15 Eastern.
I like that more.
Yeah.
I thought the 2 in a row on Monday night was a little much.
The other one's too late. Yeah.
Yeah, it was just, come on. It's like, I just did 10 hours on Sunday. Now I got to do another 6 on Monday. Like,
right.
Bring them a little closer.
I mean, who did it? Was it Chris Fowler at laryngitis? Like, that's how... Was it Reese Davis or Chris Fowler? Are they the same person?
Chris Fowler did it.
It's Chris Fowler.
Yeah. I'm like this the whole time.
And then Broncos, Bengals in Denver, Jake Browning. And yet Denver, I just don't think they could be favored by more than like 4.5. So I'm going to go 4.5.
Yeah, I went even lower. I said 4. 7.5.
Oh, come on.
Yeah, I mean, but that's also, an overreaction. They can't lose that game though, Denver. They got to, we just saw what Jake the Snake did against a good defense. So,
oh, I forgot that we were calling him Jake the Snake.
Yeah.
All right, we're tied 2-2.
Damn, that's not fun.
Today's Parent Corner is brought to you by Scout Motors. Scouts go first, scouts go farther. And now Scout Terra and Scout Travel are here for a new era of adventure. Engineered with 4-wheel drive, available locking differentials, optional 35-inch tires, and the muscle to handle whatever road your family chooses. Building for parents who still want to play, like us. Oh. And kids who can't wait to ride along, join the wait list at scoutmotors.com. What do you got?
All right. It's just going to be a short one, but it's... So my family and I spent some time with our cousin, Jimmy Kimmel, and his family the other night after a tumultuous week,
Tumultuous is a good word for it.
Yeah. And the kids, my kids, I think they felt weird approaching him at first. And my middle guy, Jack, who's a junior in high school, breaks the ice and says in his deadpan way, says, "Hey, some kids at school say it's not right what happened to you." And then just leaves it there. Like, I'm really like, and Jimmy says, "Well, what did you say?" He's like, "I said, yeah, I think you're right." And Jimmy's like, "Well, next time tell them, I'm not too worried about what happens. My cousin Jimmy is an excellent dancer." And Jack was stone-faced, taking it in, and nodded like, okay. And I guarantee tomorrow he's going to take this literally and say this to high schoolers. There's no doubt about it. I guarantee it. So there you go. He's an excellent dancer.
Were your kids, they're getting this in school?
Yeah. Yeah, they're getting it in school.
My kids were getting it, and your kids are actually related to Jimmy.
Yeah, right.
Yeah.
Yeah, and they're younger. I mean, you know, it's just a quick angle. That's all I have to say right now. I can't really say anything. You and I know too much.
Yeah, we both know too much. And we both know too much. And we not only our cousin, but all the people working for the show. And it's better if we're not talking about this in any way.
When I can, I will. I think you wrapped it up pretty well the other day. I didn't listen, but someone told me what you said didn't sound too stupid. So good.
Didn't listen. That hurt. That's
no. Fun. I listen. No, it was good. That's good.
I hope it works out.
Wouldn't that be nice?
I hope it has a nice, nice, happy ending in some fashion. We'll see. We'd probably talk about it more if we knew what was going to happen. And I think, you know, we're too far under the hood in this one, so it's better that we don't really talk about it. My mom has really taken it up a level with the texts and just sends me these random ones, including one on Monday where she's asked me about the weekend and then texted about the podcast. Watching you and Sal, what happened to your right eye?
Ooh. Oh, no.
And I'm like, I don't know. I'm in Boston. My contacts, like, she's like, looked like your eyelid was bruised in the inside corner and I was bloodshot. Thought Carrie threw another shoe at you. So this is a story when my wife and I were living together in Boston when we weren't even engaged. Mm-hmm. I lived in this apartment where we put all our stairs in you walked in the door and we put all our stairs at the bottom. And then this is when I lived in Charleston. Then you would walk up the stairs to where the room was. So my wife was up ahead of me. We had just gone out to dinner and had a couple of drinks. And she didn't realize I was behind her. And she was taking off her shoes. And she whipped the shoe back. But I was actually coming around the corner of the thing. And she nailed me in the eye. And my mom has been bringing this up now for 27 years. Like, it was like a domestic violence incident. Carried through. Like, I don't think she's ever really fully believed the story.
Yeah, I think she's waiting for you to break down and tell her the truth one day.
It's like, well, you know, remember that time? Here's what actually happened. And this is really what happened. She's at the top of the stairs. She was kicking off her shoe, kicked it down, and it just like nailed me in the eye.
And I think my mom's brought it
up once. My mom's brought it up once a year ever since. So somehow yet again, it came up. And she also has had a lot of thoughts about our cousin that I'm not going to about the treatment that I'm not going to read in. But she's been weighing it a lot on text lately.
She thinks other people should get kicked in the eye. Yeah,
I think the texting with our moms, you know, with the technology was dicey there for a while. Right.
Yeah.
And then they started to go on Facebook. Your mom was big on Facebook.
Mm-hmm.
My mom was more of a reader of Facebook. And the texts were always like incoherent misspellings. Right. But now they're just like very direct. Like, what's going on with this? Or like some crazy comment or Bill Maher's dead to me. Or like just very direct stuff. And I've really enjoyed her texts the last couple
Do you get
years.
A lot of AI? I'm getting a ton of AI stuff from my mother. Like, look at this.
Oh, like what?
Just videos that are clearly not, I mean, some of them are tough to distinguish, but it'll be like Jimmy talking and like, he hasn't said anything about this. Come on, stop. But yeah, that part could,
there was a great Belichick, whatever her name is, video yesterday.
Jordan. Yeah.
Well, because there was video of her going on the sidelines talking.
Right.
Mm-hmm. So of course all my Pats fans, we're just like, wow, could this be going worse?
Yeah.
Like this is the greatest NFL coach of all time. This has been the most humiliating year ever. He's getting his ass kicked in these games. He's got this 25-year-old coming on the sidelines when he's trying to coach. Like, how did he get to this point? But there was this AI thing where they're talking and then all of a sudden they start making out. And I actually believed it for a split second. I was like, oh my God, what's he doing? And then I was like, oh, this is AI. They got me. But we're going to hit a point where it has to say AI in the corner, right?
It would have, it's going
they'll have to start to put like, it has to be like watermarked AI. Yeah, it's but too easy now to fake this stuff.
Right. Yeah. I want to see one of Jordan kicking her heels off and one hitting Bill in the eye and the other Bill, Belichick.
Right.
See what that looks like.
My mom's still investigating this. It's like a Dateline NBC.
So what did you say to her with that particular comment?
I'm old and I slept wrong. And I don't know what happened. It was like, there was nothing. No, Carrie didn't throw another shoe at me. I'm fine. Anyway, that is Parent Corner brought to you by Scout Motors. Join the waitlist for the Scout Terran Scout Traveler at scoutmotors.com. Concept vehicles not available for sale. Features and performance specifications are preliminary and subject to change. Joining the waitlist does not guarantee purchase. Visit scoutmotors.com for details. So yeah, should be an interesting week ahead.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
We'll see how it goes.
I wish I could say anything. There are a couple bombshells still there, so I'm feeling good. We're going to be all right. Everything's going to be just fine.
I think we'll be fine. You know, I'm not betting against our cousin.
Yeah.
He'll be fine. Whatever he wants to do. Hey, listen, he might just want to be a pop-up chef. Just start making barbecue around the South Bay area. He'll do a great job. Whatever.
Be happy. Yep.
Yeah. He'll be fine. Anything you want to plug before we go? Yeah.
Ringer Gambling Show all week long. You can catch me with Tate on Tuesday. You can catch me House and DeBundo on Wednesday. And then I'm with DeBundo and Heifetz on Friday. And Ryan Fitzpatrick will join us as well on Friday. So that's going to be fun.
I zoomed into that Wednesday show with you and DeBundo and House.
You did.
I was power walking around Boston and I was outraged. That just jack patched me and all of a sudden I was on the show.
DeBundo he passed on the Thursday night game. We spent 10 minutes previewing the Thursday night game and he passed on it. You can't pass on the one game, right?
He's on a gambling show where you have to give picks.
You were worked up. You had that busted eye and everything. You were walking the streets of Boston.
Carrie just hit me with a shoe.
I was like, nice working with you, DeBundo. I think you have to make picks on these gambling shows.
Yeah, pretty sure. It's the games tomorrow night. It's the only NFL game we'd like a pick.
Yeah,
he wouldn't even do the over for the Miami total.
That's what I did. He wouldn't even condone that one either. Yeah. Anyway. Also, I want to say sportsbook consigliere David Sharapen passed away this weekend. He was a really good dude. He was a fan of ours. He's, I'm not going to pretend to be his best friend, but I'd see him in Vegas in front of and behind the counter, worked at various sports books. We'd shoot the shit. Super nice fella. And one of the few, maybe the only sports gambler who seem to be loved by everyone. Is there a sports gambler that's loved by everyone? I think that's harder than a three-team teaser. I don't think you could do that.
I certainly can't think of one.
No, he's the only one. No, he's gone. Rest in parlays, Dave.
You know, the only other thing I had for you before we go.
Yeah.
I haven't won our fantasy football league since 2008.
What are you, 3-0
or 2007? No. I just like my team this year. I feel like I might have something this year with my team.
Let me see. Double deuce. All right. So you're going to win by, you're going to beat Hench this week?
Yeah. I have the Caleb Williams, Baker Mayfield QB combo.
Mm-hmm.
James Cook. I have the two Pats running backs. Although Ramondre is about to get waived. So that'll be Travion Henderson going forward. I have this Ollie Gordon on Miami and Woody Marks on Houston. I feel like one of those is going to come on. Nico Collins, Mike Evans, Tyreek Hill. Right. I have Brock Bowers and Tucker Kraft.
Not bad.
I have Aya Manor and Booty and Dobbs.
Right.
And then Braylon Allen and the Jets. I feel like I'm going to get lucky. I have all my fab left. I just kind of like my team this year. I like my quarterbacks. I feel like I can make a run.
I mean, you're definitely going to lose this week now that you talked them up. You have a 37-point lead going up against Gibbs and Laporta. But
I feel pretty good about that. 37.4-point lead. And then your team has, what do you have?
I have a 21. You have Herbert,
Achane and Jacobs, Jefferson, McLaurin, Garrett Wilson. Yeah, my team's way better than yours.
What?
Yeah.
I have Kenneth Walker on my bench. I'll figure it out. Yeah, I'm going to lose this
week. You have Shakir.
Yeah.
Who would be the number one pick if we're doing a fantasy draft right now?
Jonathan Taylor, I think, right?
Is it?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, I think you're right.
He's got monster numbers here. I don't know. Are you, how many, aren't we in like seven leagues? I can't even.
Well, we're doing this guillotine league, which has been, that's been really fun.
Right.
I'm in two guillotine leagues and two knockout leagues, then the Ringer fantasy league that I think I'm going to be in last place for.
Oh, you are. And we had a draft punishments. What was your punishment?
I can't, it wasn't anything that bad.
One of them was like no coffee for a week and you like almost started crying when you saw that.
Yeah, I wouldn't be able to do that. That would have been really tough. I think mine was carry us to throw a shoe at me.
Wish I had known that story.
Then my mom chases it down for 27 years.
We definitely would have put
I should
that
take
there.
A video of the stairway, like reenact it, what happened.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, it wasn't great. Anyway, all right, cuz, as always, especially this week, good job by you.
Good job by you, buddy.
Thanks to Eduardo and Gahau as well. Don't forget, new rewatchables coming Monday. We did Airplane, Sal.
Oh, really?
Yeah, Airplane. And then Prestige TV, Task on HBO. Surely episode 3 just broke serious. That down. Yeah, yeah, surely can't be serious. All right, see you next week, Sal.
See you, bub.
Must be 21 plus and present in select states for Kansas and affiliation with Kansas Star Casino or 18 plus and present in D.C., Kentucky, or Wyoming. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER or visit rg-help.com. Call 1-888-789-7777 or visit ccpg.org/chat in Connecticut or visit mdgamblinghelp.org in Maryland. Hope is here. Visit gamblinghelpline.ma.org or call 800-327-5050 for 24/7 support in Massachusetts or call 1-877-8-HOPE-NY or text HOPE-NY in New York.